This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When regulators relaxed rules on in-flight internet some months ago, Wi-Fi while you fly officially became another place for companies to compete. To wit, AT&T announced this week it would offer upgraded Wi-Fi on continental flights starting next year. And that means one company dominating the 30,000-foot internet market has to battle with a new contender. Conrad Wilson reports.
Until this week, the in-flight internet business was dominated by Gogo. Roger Entner with Recon Analytics says 5 years ago, several startups failed and Gogo took control of the market.
And here we are seeing the reemergence of competition.
Entner says the challenge for AT&T is only a small fraction of passengers actually use Wi-Fi on flights.
AT&T is looking at it and says, if we bring down price and we accelerate the speed, more people will use it and then it will become a bigger market.
The opportunity is there. Joe Sweeterman is a transportation expert at DePaul University. He says just a few years ago, only one-third of passengers on airplanes were using mobile devices. Now it's closer to half. And he says there's more opportunity ahead for telecoms like AT&T, especially now that passengers can use mobile devices during takeoff and landing.
That's created a whole new seamless opportunity where people can stay connected the whole flight.
Sweeterman says that's a big opportunity for other telecoms to jump on board with their own Wi-Fi for the skies. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.